Well, in Washington today, the Peace Corps is announcing some major changes to its application process. It was established by President Kennedy back in 1961, but the number of people who are applying has fallen significantly in the past few years, and the Peace Corps is hoping to change that. Its director, Kerry Hessler-Radelet, is with us from Washington. And Kerry, let's talk about some of the changes that you're making. Tell us what you're doing.
First of all, we are offering our applicants the opportunity to choose the specific country and the specific program that they'd like to apply to. And that's a big change for us. Historically, volunteers have served where they're needed most, and we still know that some people are driven by service and will want to serve where they're needed most, but we now offer people the opportunity to choose a particular country and a particular program. And then the second is a shorter application. What used to be more than 60 printed pages that took more than 8 hours to complete is now a very short online application that will take less than 1 hour to complete. And then our third change is the addition of a apply-by, no-by date, which is similar to applying to it for a job or for a university, where you know that if you apply for a specific program by a certain date, you'll know whether or not you're accepted by a certain date, and you'll know the date that you'll depart. So it just really
well,
makes
and how
it
big of a problem has that been, that people just end up in this process for a long time trying to get into the Peace Corps?
It's been actually a problem, and that's why we're changing it. We've done research that shows that a number of people who start the application don't finish it, and we know from our research that that's because the process was cumbersome and not very transparent. We really want to have the best possible applicant experience, and we now have the tools and technologies to enable our volunteers to or our applicants to really be able to shop the Peace Corps world by learning about different country programs and then selecting the one that best meets their personal and professional goals. So we think that it's going to make for a much more satisfying application experience and make better volunteers as well.
Are you worried that if you try to match people up with the countries that they want to go to a little bit more, that you're going to have a lack of people wanting to go to certain places that are either dangerous or just unappealing?
No, I'm actually not worried about this because a lot of our applicants are really driven by service and want to help where they're needed most. And in addition, a certain subset of our applicant pool really wants to go to the farthest, most remote, most difficult post. It's just they're people who are driven by that kind of service. The other thing that's new is that we have the possibility now through our great new PeaceCorps.gov website for any applicant to learn about all of our 66 country programs. And so people, we hope, will learn about countries they've never heard about or programs that they had never considered and identify opportunities that perhaps they wouldn't have imagined before but are, in fact, just right for them.
But if you're not worried about that change making a difference and people not wanting to go to certain places, then how come you haven't been able to already do what you're proposing?
Our applicants have lots of choices now. In the early days when Peace Corps began, it was really the only opportunity for people who wanted to live or work overseas. But now there are many choices for people to be overseas, and we want to make sure that our country's best and brightest select Peace Corps as their international service opportunity of choice. And we think that offering them choice will appeal to a number of people.
It does seem like part of this may be a generational change, that the people who are applying to the Peace Corps are, of course, a different generation than your generation or people who have been in the Peace Corps in the past, and that they may have different needs from the Peace Corps. Is that a big part of this?
Yeah, I think so. And the other thing that's changed is that technology has made it possible in a way that wasn't possible before for us to be able to both educate the applicant pool, but also using technology make the matching process a lot easier and more efficient and streamlined. But I think that today's millennials are, in fact, used to having a lot of choice, having more control over where they go. They're probably a little bit more job-oriented than I was when I applied for Peace Corps service. And so we want to appeal to that as well. We think that's a good thing.
If you can't boost the numbers through this, is the Peace Corps in danger? Because we see that applications fell 34% from 2009 to 2013, the number of people who completed the applications.
Right, that's true. No, Peace Corps is not in danger. We always have a surplus of applicants to positions, just as we always have an increased demand for Peace Corps volunteers in the countries where we serve than we're actually able to satisfy with our current budget. But we want to make we want to make sure that we are able to recruit a volunteer force that reflects the diversity of our nation. And we want to ensure that the best and the brightest are representing our country through Peace Corps service. We think it's that important. And so we want to have higher numbers of applicants.
Well, why do you think 76% of the volunteers are white?
You know, that's a very good question. To some degree, it reflects college graduation rates, but also I think that we can do a better job of recruiting in places where we haven't recruited before, and that's why a major part of our new recruitment effort is reaching out to diverse communities in ways that we haven't before. We've hired more than 20 recruiters who are really focused on recruiting diverse populations. We also are creating partnerships with networks that service some of our underrepresented groups. So we're very excited about that possibility.
As you've said, you were a Peace Corps volunteer yourself. You served in Western Samoa in the early 1980s. I know that in your family there are four generations of Peace Corps volunteers. What is the value of the Peace Corps for the United States in 2014?
You know, I actually think that it's never been more important in this increasingly complex and interconnected world. I think our country needs to have Americans who can speak other languages, understand other cultures, and find commonality with our own. I think the future of our nation depends on it and our position in the world. And I don't think there's anyone who's more globally competent than a Peace Corps volunteer who has lived for 2 years in another country, is fluent in at least one other language, and really is able to see the world through another's eyes.
Carrie Hessler-Radelet is the director of the Peace Corps, which is announcing some big changes today, and you can read more about them at our website, hereandnow.org. Carrie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so very much for having me.
And listeners, were you in the Peace Corps? And if so, what do you think of the changes being announced today? Do you think allowing people to have more say in where they serve, for example, is going to boost the number of applicants? You can let us know at hereandnow.org. You can also find us on Twitter at hereandnow. I'm at Jeremy Hobson. Stay with us, Here and Now.